emotional labor. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
The project is called The Waiter Spit in My Soup because we actually heard about specific instances, and this may be a bit scary, but some of our participants were describing how they contaminated food from customers when those customers made them mad.
Assistant Professor of Management Emily Hunter is intrigued by why employees are deviant at work. In this study, she looked specifically at the customer service industry. She found misbehaving toward customers to be fairly common. Surprisingly, over 50% of her participants were responsible for some form of deviant behavior, such as purposely making their customer wait longer than necessary, talking behind her back, or just being outright rude. As you might expect, Hunter found that the essential reason for this behavior is because those who serve experience rudeness first from the customer.
Interestingly, we also found that there's an emotional dimension at work here. So it's not simply lashing back out at a customer. But waiters and waitresses and lots of customer service employees are under certain emotional demands where they have to be happy in front of the customer. And this, what we call emotional labor, is very taxing and stressful, and over time can build up so that you are not able to hide those true emotions.
Hunter suggests employers teach detached concern, where workers learn to detach personal emotions in a situation where a customer is rude. Instead of taking it personally, they learn to empathize with them. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.